Colts men's basketball team lost to the Fleming Knights 91-89. But Colts point guard Roderick Robinson scored a game-high 37. Robinson barely missed the last-second shot that would have won the game. The Knights hit a pair of free throws the day before to put them up by two. Fleming got to the line after a controversial foul call. Centennial coach Ro Russell had some criticism of the way the game was called.
Basically, the referees took the game out of our hands. It's hard to say that. And if I get fined for it, I don't care. You know, we busted our butt off the whole game. Everybody sucked it up. We lost a couple guys on eligibility, and they beat us by a lot up in their place, and we came, we were ready for them, we prepared for them, and we're right down to the last second, and the referee had to take the game into his own hand rather than let us play the game out like it's supposed to be played.
Russell also thought his team would have done better if it was at full strength. Colts starter Marlon McLean struggled with foul trouble the whole game. They've also lost a number of players, but not because of injuries. Russell says he kicked one player off the team after the last game.
He warned him that he's under zero tolerance coming into the last game that he played. And he was verbally abusing players and being very obnoxious in the game. And so we decided that it was enough. We had to, you know, take him away from the team so we could have a better chemistry for the team.
The season has been hard on the Colts. They stand at 5-3 right now as they play the final game ever at the Dell Gym. It's being closed and the college is building a new one next year. Tristan Carter, Observer Radio News, Georgia.